Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a place to be home. Considering our church community as a place to be home, but also considering ourselves as a place to be a home for God and the things that God wants in our life so that He can dwell there. I suppose we all have times where we've looked at a home and we have a short list, maybe a long list of things that we're looking for, that we want to see in a home. And when I moved to South Bend 25 years ago or so, that was my short list. I wanted a home that was either had a good-sized property or that was within walking distance of the church. And ended up with both, in a sense. The walking distance is depends on who you are. It's a couple miles. But I've walked between here and there numerous times. But God has things that He wants in our life for our life to be His home. Now, the good news is He puts it there. If we open up our home, He'll bring in His own furniture, so to speak, and transform our life into one that fits Him, and one that pleases Him, and one that represents Him. And so as we pray this week, each weekday morning, we're going to talk and pray about a different aspect of this place to be home. And today we're going to focus in on a home of fellowship. 1 John 1, 6, and again, we're going through 1 John this week, the first chapter of 1 John. But verse 6 says, "If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth." Yesterday, we talked about this home being a home of God's light. And part of what's produced is living in community of God's light, as living in our individual home of God's light, of allowing God's light to dwell within us, is that we ought to become a home of fellowship. And we recognize that this fellowship is first a fellowship with God. We have fellowship with one another, and we know what that looks like or ought to look like because we've learned to have fellowship with God. And with God's light in our life, the darkness can be dispelled. The darkness that disrupts the fellowship. The darkness of greed, the darkness of distrust, the darkness of envy and lust and jealousy, and the list can go on and on. All of those things that disrupt the fellowship that we ought to be having with one another, that disrupts the fellowship that we ought to be having with God. In the very beginning, as Adam and Eve are caring for the garden that God placed them in and gave them dominion over, Satan comes along and begins to plant those seeds of distrust to such an extent that they hide themselves from one another and they hide themselves from God. The fellowship that they once had, walking with one another, walking with God in the garden, had already been tainted. And it isn't long after that that they endure the consequences and they have children, and those children have, well, the same seeds of darkness that separate their fellowship. Cain and Abel sacrifice to God or give to God, and God's pleased with Abel's sacrifice, but Cain's is, well, not what God was wanting. And because God is displeased with Cain, Cain chooses to be displeased with his brother. You've seen that, right? You've probably experienced that in your own life. Our reaction to guilt, our reaction to shame, our reaction to our wrongdoing, especially when God exposes it to us and in us, we tend to lash out at others rather than God, at least immediately, because, well, we can see others. We can blame others. It's difficult to see God. It's not that difficult to blame God, but it doesn't feel very productive. And so we lose fellowship with one another when we fail to respond to God's correction in our life. That's part of that darkness that he talks about. If we step out of the light, if we allow darkness to enter our life, to overtake us, we become a liar, but we also lose fellowship. And God's desire is that the church family, the community of believers that we worship with on a regular basis, that our community of believers here at the Deer Run Church of Christ is a fellowship where we have fellowship with one another, where we desire fellowship with one another, where we look for those opportunities. But it's not just when we gather here, it's not just what we do on Sunday mornings. It's those opportunities to do life, to encourage one another, to share together in the joys and the sorrows and the experiences of life. And so God's call to every one of us is that we would be a place of fellowship, that our life, God's home within us, would have fellowship with Him just as He desires fellowship with us. Our home, the place where we live, would be a home of fellowship. That we would welcome one another. We would welcome those who are our neighbors, who are our friends, who are our family. Those that need to know what godly fellowship looks like. That our church would be a home of fellowship. That the cliques that often form would dissolve, that we would learn to get along, to keep Christ at the center. The unifying effort and effect of Jesus ought to be more powerful than the divisive effects of this world. And there are a lot of them out there. We tend to divide by race. We tend to divide by economic status. We tend to divide by where we live. We tend to divide by politics. We tend to divide by all kinds of things. But none of those are really stronger than the unifying force of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we cling to that. The difficulty is we have a tendency to cling to other things more firmly than we cling to the home of fellowship that we find in Christ. Jesus says that the world, the people around them that did not know Him, would know that the disciples belonged to Him by the way they loved one another, by the fellowship they had with one another, by their responsiveness to Him, by the light which shone in them and through them. And today we live with a need for every one of us to be a home of fellowship. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, to be in relationship with you, to have this fellowship, that we can walk daily in your presence and with you, as your Spirit dwells within us, as his home is us. And we have fellowship with you, we have fellowship with one another, because your Spirit brings us together in unity. A unity made possible by the blood of Jesus, his willingness to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so God, today I pray that you would help us. Help us to overcome and help us to live in the light of your word to dispel the darkness. All of those elements of darkness which divide us. All of those elements of darkness which disrupt the fellowship that we ought to have. All of those elements of darkness that fill us with shame and guilt. We take those to the foot of the cross and bring them to you, knowing that you will correct us as we need. You will restore us as we need. You will love us as we need. And so God, today may we be a home of fellowship. In every aspect of our life, may this characteristic of hospitality be growing in our life, that the fellowship that we have with you would overflow into the way that we interact with one another. May individually we be a home of fellowship. May our place of dwelling be a home of fellowship. May our place of worship be a home of fellowship. And God, today, as we have opportunity, may we fellowship with one another, even as we fellowship with you. In all of it, may we lift up Jesus as the one who brings us together, as the one who cleanses us, as the one who makes us able to be in fellowship. That as we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.